The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Chairs No Waiting, episode number 510. Merry Christmas to all, 2018. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers. It's too late to get it for Christmas, but you can get it later because we have coffee. That's right. You got to have coffee. It's wintertime. We have Sunday morning breakfast blend. We have a Mayberry Diner decaffeinated coffee. And we have Otis Campbell's Better Than Home dark roasted coffee. Head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com and get you some coffee or a t-shirt, whatever you like. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. This episode is brought to you by Mr. Weaver himself. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, the host of Two Chairs No Waiting, and it is always great to spend time with you. And it's Christmas time. How is it not a great time to spend time with friends and family? And I got to tell you, that's what Mayberry folks are. So we're going to have some fun tonight. We're going to hear some original songs that I've been granted permission to play. And we're going to celebrate Christmas as Andy and Opie. We're going to hear from Miss Ellie at the end of the podcast. We've even got a special guest tonight that was on here last year, but this is a new recording of it, a new version. Not a new version, but a new recording of it. We're going to have Festus from Gunsmoke. Festus Hagen himself is going to be right here on the podcast. I'm looking forward to this. So we're going to hear a couple of songs that are, Christmas classics here on the podcast, because we've been playing them for quite a while. First, we're going to hear it's Mayberry Christmas, and it's from Ben Sanderfer. So let's go and check it out. So Ben, take it away.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through Mayberry, this year Santa would become legendary. A picture from Otis was hung up with care by the one of the rose which had won at the fair. The children had put up the last Christmas wreath, Opie and Mary Wiggins, who'd lost her front teeth, and Andy with no gun adorned his nightcap, just in case feuding families finally ended their scrap. When out on the street there came a great noise, could it be Briscoe, Charlene, and the Darling Boys? It probably wasn't that nut named Bass, it didn't sound one bit like shattering glass. No snow, just a steady rain fell from the sky. It had rained every day since those gypsies came by. When up came a black Ford automobile with way yonder too much grease on the wheel. With a skinny little driver who still had no wife, he was known by such names as Fast Gun Fife. His car barely made it, slowly moving along. A mechanic named Pyle had told him all that was wrong. Needs points, needs plugs, needs new wires, by gosh, and she could also really use a good wash. To the tailor's driveway, he'd park right behind Mr. Tucker's big car, 'cause he changed his mind. He looked at the house and wished he could fly. Then a ladder next to the house caught his eagle eye. He'd climb up the ladder. Yep, that was the plan. It was left there by Wheeler, Aunt Bee's handyman. He knew how to enter a room with such ease. He'd taught Ernest T with full amenities. But on this special night, the door would not do, so down the chimney the thin deputy flew. He was dressed in a uniform. Now what could be dumber? This night I doubt he'd encounter Fred Plummer. His hair floated slick down, but not a bit drippy, in case fingers ran through from a fun girl named Skippy. His hat held his ticket book just in case the governor's car was parked in the wrong place. The bullet in his pocket was shiny and neat, and if he should use it, watch out for your feet. When he sang, it just kind of made you sick, 'cause he couldn't sing not one single lick. Even an old-fashioned recitation didn't work. After all, you can't make a bird go chirp, chirp. He had not an ounce of fat, which helped him hustle. He could eat all the cookies since they all went to muscle. He had little time and might get in a pinch, since a tightwad named Weaver might turn into the Grinch. He spoke not a word. There was much work to do. He still had to call Juanita and say toodaloo. For Opie, he left some shiny new skates and a guitar, the kind that Lydia Crosswaite hates. For Aunt B, he left 24 canning jars, more kerosene cucumbers for out-of-state cars. He left his friend Andy a hat and a tie. He'd never wear either, but he still had to try. And when he had finished, he went out the door. He'd saved enough time for just one thing more. To Thelma Lou's house he now had to go for a pan of her fudge and that doctor show. He cranked up his car on the third or fourth try. On his cycle and sidecar, he could better rely. But I heard him exclaim as he drove through the mud, "Merry Christmas to all! Now nip it in the bud."
So that was by my friend Ben Sandifer from GMS Productions, and he did a great job on that video, that music and video. So folks, I should mention, if you are a podcast listener, so you only listen to the show, you might enjoy this week just watching the videos, because all these songs and things we're showing have video along with them too. So it's fun to see. But if you're just driving around and you're enjoying yourself listening to Mayberry, I hope you'll enjoy all this stuff. Now, next up, we're going to hear from Charlie Monk. He did a song called Andy and Opie Christmas. And I just got to tell you, this is, it really captures, I believe, the spirit that is Mayberry. So I know you're going to enjoy it. So let's go and hear from Charlie.
I was watching an old Andy Griffith show the other day, and noticed how the people of Mayberry were celebrating Christmas. I got to thinking, what does Christmas really mean today? Is it any different now than it was in the small town where I grew up? Watching Andy and Opie did bring back some very special memories. You see, my hometown was a lot like Mayberry. My dad used to joke that we were so small that welcome to and hurry back was on the same sign. I think small towns were a lot different than the big cities, especially at Christmas time. For instance, all the stores waited until after Thanksgiving before they decorated for Christmas. When I was a kid, the town folks hung green garlands and striped candy canes from light poles. Even the red, yellow, and green of our one traffic light seemed to be part of the festive decor. I remember all the fancy, flickering lights that were strung along the storefronts, and the display windows that were filled with boxes wrapped as gifts and lots of stuffed Santas. We chopped down our own Christmas tree in the pasture nearby. We drug it home and helped Dad make our own stand. You know, we had so much fun when our grandparents helped us make multicolored paper chains and popcorn strings to put on the tree. Most of our ornaments, of course, were handmade at school or church. Our family only had one string of lights, but all the bulbs lit up every year. My mama made cakes, pies, and cookies, and no matter what room you're in, there was that aroma of those soon-to-be-enjoyed goodies. We had eggnog, and there was the wonderful smell of spiced apple cider. That's the kind of stuff Aunt Bee would have made. Looking back, we didn't have much, but we didn't know it. Oh, we didn't have a fireplace, by the way, but Santa always found a way in. Church was the second home for small town folks, but at Christmas time it became the focus. And every church had a Christmas play. Now, all the kids wanted to be Mary, Joseph, or the three wise men, or a camel. Oh, it was just great fun. One of my favorite memories was when families gathered together, put on their warmest coats, caps, and mittens, and roam the streets singing Christmas carols. Like Andy, Opie, and Barney most likely did, people in my hometown shared gifts and baskets of food with the neighbors that might not have as much as they did. Our sheriff even let some of the people we called guests of the county go home on Christmas Eve. But if my memory serves me, when I was young, the holiday season was really more about giving, not about getting, which made it more about doing for others than buying for others. You see, that was the small town way. And in my hometown, or any town like Mayberry, there seemed to be more emphasis on the reason for the season. Yes, we should remember the good times. The giving and receiving of gifts, the laughter, the merriment, but we should also stop and remember that we're celebrating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So, Merry Christmas from me, Andy, and Opie.
There we go. That's Charlie Monk. Great, absolutely great story that he tells. So I hope you enjoyed that. That's a lot of fun. Now we're going to get into some stuff that I've done. So this is my Christmas card that I put together back in 2017. So it's last year's Christmas card, but I enjoyed putting this together so much. I hope you enjoy it. The newspaper, I wrote the articles and read them, and you're going to get to hear, this is all me, by the way, reading it. I loved doing this card, and, I definitely, if you're just hearing it, I think you'll enjoy it, but seeing it, I think, is pretty special too. So let's go and hear from Mayberry Tone News with a special report from 1960.
Mayberry Tone News, 1960. Santa spotted at courthouse, concerns over weight loss. Food all goes to muscle. Several citizens and children around Mayberry recently spotted a much slimmed down version of the jolly old elf who visits every home on the eve of Christmas. Spotted at the Mayberry Courthouse during the Christmas gathering, Santa was sporting a ill-fitting suit due to what seemed to be extreme weight loss. Sheriff Andy Taylor said he expressed concerns to Santa about his weight. Santa reportedly confirmed that while he had been eating as much as normal, none of it goes to fat. It all goes to muscle. Santa stated that it was the mark of the Claus family, quote, everything goes to muscle. He further reported that his mother was the same way. Quote, it's like we have a clock in our stomach telling us it's time to eat, but it all goes to muscle. I'm working on getting into Christmas shape before the big day, but I really had to pack it away to get there. Lights broken around Mayberry. There's been a recent rash of broken lights used as Christmas decorations all around Mayberry. The sheriff's office is at a loss to identify a specific suspect, but assures the Gazette they are on the case. Speaking on condition of anonymity, a sheriff's office employee told the Gazette this case is similar to vandalism of street lights seen when the apple crop was being harvested. That case involved local kids being negatively influenced by a new kid who had recently moved to town. The source said, I'm not saying he's responsible for the current spree, but then again, I'm not saying he isn't. Sheriff Taylor would not confirm the theory, but did say that rocks were being used to break the lights, so he is pretty sure for whom he's looking. Merchant packs bags for Christmas. Local merchant will be spending Christmas holiday as a resident of Mayberry County. After repeated offenses ranging from removal of the bench from the front of the courthouse, parking in front of a hydrant, and ripping up a ticket, the final straw was emptying trash cans onto the city streets. Sheriff Taylor was forced to take Mr. Weaver of Weaver's Department Store into custody. Sheriff Taylor was kind enough to allow Mr. Weaver to drop by his store and pack a few items for his holiday stay in jail. Mr. Weaver mistakenly packed several items of no use to him, including skates, a baseball mitt, a baby doll, perfume, a basket, and other items. Ben chose to make a gift of the mispacked items to those at the courthouse Christmas event. Not to worry, Weavers is still open for your last-minute shopping. Ben left Miss Newsome in charge in his absence.
We hope you have a very merry, merry Christmas. From Weaver's Department Store, two chairs, no waiting, and iMayberry.com. Alan, Jan, and Adam. Folks, I hope you have enjoyed that little clip and a little bit of history from 1 year ago. All right, so that was the Mayberry Christmas card that I put together for last Christmas season. So we're going to go now for this Christmas card from this Christmas season that it is, you know, I think it's a pretty good one. It's basically just video, so there's not going to be a lot to hear. But so enjoy the music if you're only watching the or listening to the thing, and I will read the actual caption to you. But this is the Newsome Christmas card 2018. We're trimming things up in Mayberry and ready to spend time with family and friends. Mayberry Christmas. Thank you for bringing the joy of this season to our family throughout the year with your friendship. We wish the same joy for you and your family in the coming year. Merry Christmas. Alan, Jan, and Adam Newsom. And all the websites, like iMayberry.com. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. So hope you guys, that music, by the way, is the music from the Andy Griffith Show that's actually played during the Christmas episode. That is actually where the sound is coming from. So now we're going to go all the way back. Now this is from 2010. Now this is a song I wrote. Yes, I wrote it. I wrote the words and performed. I sang it. I did not play the actual music, but hopefully you'll enjoy this. This is a Christmas card from 2010 that I did. So excuse any singing that you don't like, but let's go and hear this 2010 version. You know Andy and Opie and Ellie and Aunt B. You know Warren and Goober and Gomer and Ernest T. But do you recall the most famous deputy of all? Barney the Mayberry deputy had a very shiny badge, and when he cleaned his bullet, he would use liquid pledge. All of the other deputies tried, but it just wasn't the same. They couldn't match old Barney. Tiger Fife was his name. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Andy came to say, Barney, with your build so right, Won't you be our Santa tonight? My, how the folks there loved him. Andy, Opie, Ellie, and Aunt Bee. Barney, the Mayberry deputy. You'll go down in history. Barney, the Mayberry deputy. You'll go down in history. So there you go, an example of Floyd singing. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed that. I wrote the lyrics of that and enjoyed it very much, putting those together. I hope you enjoy it. I know that gets stuck in your head. Oh my gosh, you're going to be singing that for, you know, Barney, the Mayberry deputy. You're going to be going around singing that for the rest of the Christmas season, I'm sure. So to get that out of your head, we're going to head away from Mayberry for just a little while. And we're going to hear a story from a fellow friend of Mayberry, Festus from Dodge City. You may know him. He worked with Marshall Dillon, and he's been working some with the Mayberry tribute artist. And he is a great guy. His real name is Mark Staggs. And he agreed to let us play this. And I know that you're going to enjoy it. So let's go in here. 'Twas the night afore Christmas. So that's this is Festus's version of that amazing story. So take it away, Festus.
Was the night before Christmas, and out in the yard there was a chicken a pecking on the ground pretty hard. Our stockings was hung at the long branch up high in hopes that old Sandy Claus just might drop by. The young'uns was snuggled all tight in their beds, 'cause they knew if they got out, they was a whooping ahead. I in my long johns and my mule inner jacket, we was jolted awake by a terrible racket. I ran out the door and into the night with gun in my hand. I was ready for a fight, but I tripped on a duck and she screamed out a quack. And right over yonder, flied on his bike, lay old Doc Adams out like a light. I ran up to him, I said, "Doc, you all right?" Not a peep did he utter. That fidgety old scooter. Well, I leaned over close to see if his heart was still a-ticking. But I couldn't hear nothing on account of that dad-blame ground-pecking chicken. He popped open his eyeballs and jumped to his feet, said, "Get out of my way!" And then he let out a bleat like a sheep. I asked him, "What for?" He said, "It doesn't matter." Then I had to run back inside, 'cause I got a weak bladder. When I came back out, I couldn't believe my eyeballs. I said, "What in the tarnation is that?" 'Cause I couldn't think of a rhyme for eyeballs. And old Doc hopped up on his sleigh, overloaded with toys, pulled by eight puny sheep making all kind of noise. I stuck my head in the water trough way down deep, 'cause I thought I might just still be asleep. Well, that old Sawbones, he spit, whistled, and hollered, and he yelled out the names that was writ on their collars. He said, "Now Skeeter, now Elmer, now Jasper and Roscoe, on Cletus, on Wilbur, on Moses and Jethro." They took to pulling that sleigh hard up the hill. When they reached the top, they ran over Granny still. And she started a cussing and shooting at old Doc and his team, and I think she winged him, 'cause he let out this girly scream. He yelled at those sheep something fierce, I do declare. And all of a sudden, they was flying in the air. They landed on the house a fur piece up the road, so I jumped on my mule and up the road I go. We got to the house in about half a minute. I grabbed the front door, I pulled, and went in it. Now, inside, old Doc was working fast like a bee, putting toys in stockings and up under those trees. From his head to his toes, he was all dressed in red. Doc Adams is Sandy Claus, I thought in my head. Well, he was a-smiling and laughing, and he was all full of good cheer. He ain't usually like that, unless he had a whole lot of beer. And all of a sudden, when his work was all done, he was up through that chimney like being shot from a gun. He jumped in his sleigh and took off again in flight, hollering, Merry Christmas to all. And to Festus, in the head, you ain't right. He just couldn't help himself and started that fight. But I just let it go. Let it go, and said, well, it's all right. I walked my mule back to my one-room shack, and my heart was so full of joy and goodwill towards my fellow man, I stopped on the road, and I just stood still, thinking that the reason for Christmas ain't just toys and fun. The real reason is because God sent us His Son, born to die on the cross for our sin, born in the stable because there weren't no room at the inn. Believe in Him and ask Him into your heart, and He'll make you brand spanking new and give you a fresh start. Christmas happened because God loves everyone, and you can show your love for Him by telling others about His Son, Jesus.
Thank you, Festus. That was A Night Afore Christmas. So thank you very much. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Mark is absolutely a great guy, great heart. And it fits in so well with all of us Mayberry folks. It is, it's really been great to get to know him over the last year or so. He is just amazing. All right. So we're going to go now and hear from the back in 2011. The music you're going to hear is actually my son and his band. By band, I mean the orchestra at the school where he played in the band. But he played trombone, and this is Christmas time. So let's go and check this out. I think you're going to enjoy it.
Thank you.
go. That was Christmas Time from Charlie Brown. You guys know that song. That was my son's jazz band when he was in high school. And he was the soloist in trombone. He'll tell you he wasn't a soloist, but he was the only trombone player in that particular jazz band. So, you know, I don't know. It was definitely a solo. So, and here is this is some music that goes along with our Christmas card from 2016. If you're watching the video, you're getting to see what the cards look like. If you're not, hopefully you're just enjoying the music. I hope you are. So this is from 2016, and it's just says, Mayberry Christmas. And I'll read the words as it goes through. So let's play this. Tree and your life are nice and full, and brings things happy and joy. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you for the joy and happiness you shared with the Newsom family throughout 2016. God bless you and keep you safe until the new year allows us to make more memories together. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Wow, folks, we've had a great year here at our home. This is the next one is it's just music. And it is a favorite of both mine and Jan. Several years ago, Jan and I think it was 2003, perhaps, traveled out to Franklin Canyon, where Andy and Opie walked, the Myers Lake, where Andy and Opie walked at the beginning of the episode. We traveled out there and took pictures of me and Adam walking down that path, just like Andy and Opie. And this Christmas card, the imagery that's associated with it is of us walking down that path. And I will read the words to you as we go through, because it's just music. But this is it's just a neat looking card, I believe. So if you get to watch the video of this, I encourage it. If you don't, just enjoy the music. The music is good. So let's get this started. The Newsomes pray that you and your family have a very Merry Christmas. Mayberry is a lot like Christmas. Both are about friends and family. We hope the road from the fishing hole leads everyone home to you safe and sound. We're heading home for Christmas. I love that car. So, folks, we're wrapping this show up. So we're going to hear from Miss Ellie to wrap it up. I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Let's see.
And we'll be back next time for two cheers.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Oh,
everybody.
Yeah. Remember?
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
Folks, if you enjoyed this Mayberry, head over to twochairsnowaiting.com and check the Ghost of Christmas Past. There'll be a link there in our show notes. You can go and watch all the Mayberry Christmas cards that the Newsome family has sent out over the years. They'll be there for you to enjoy. Hope you'll enjoy this, and I hope you all have a wonderful Christmas. We'll see you next time here on Two Chairs. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415 or just send me an email at floyd@imavery.com. Have an amazing Christmas, and we'll see you next year. Good night, everybody.